Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 5th of March. US President Trump gave an address to the Joint Houses of Congress yesterday that was, in content and style, not dissimilar to earlier campaign rallies. It's difficult to know what, if anything, markets will take from that. The president's aim of planting a flag on Mars and rather unexpected desire to balance the federal budget both seem somewhat unrealistic ambitions in the near term. Investor focus is bound to be trade taxes, as markets have clearly become concerned about the threat that these pose to the US economy. Here there have been mixed messages. Trump declared that there would be, quote, a little disturbance from the tariffs. Given that the current wave of tariffs comes in a very visible form, that might be considered a polite understatement. However, earlier, the faint echoes of a bugle blowing the retreat could be heard on the trade battlefield, as Commerce Secretary Lutnick suggested that at least some of the tax burden on US consumers would be lifted today for products coming from Canada and Mexico. What are markets supposed to make of this? While unpredictability can be a management style, there are also economic costs. Uncertainty is a risk that affects calculations about the longer term, and through that will impact decisions about investment by firms and about savings by households. Clearly, markets are going to be unhappy about increasing the tax burden on US consumers, but they should react positively to any retreat from that position. There may be even more truth to this when it comes to taxes that are visible. An avocado or a propane tax has more potential to change consumer behaviour than does an aluminium tax, for instance. The United States does offer January factory orders and durable goods data today. Manufacturing remains a relatively minor part of overall US economic activity, and this is not necessarily something that is going to move markets today. Over time, there are some signals that will matter from this sort of data. Taxing imports gives US companies a choice between increasing profits and increasing market share. The former is obviously inflationary. Prices go up, factory orders and other production metrics do not increase relative to imports. The latter is potentially more positive for growth. In the recent past, US companies have tended to go down the profit route. In the European time zone, we have a host of Bank of England speakers before the Parliamentary Treasury Select Committee, including both the Governor and the Chief Economist. This will be of some interest, as it is an opportunity to hear high-quality policymakers commenting on an uncertain economic climate. We also have an avalanche of business sentiment polls making a grab for media attention from both Europe and the United States. The influence of hashtag economics and political partisanship renders these of limited use. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.